The saga of Kamila Valieva, the 15-year-old star Russian figure skater, remains at center ice in the Winter Olympics. She fell yesterday in the free skate and did not medal. And today, the head of the IOC criticized the reactions she seemed to get from her Russian entourage. NPR's Brian Mann is covering the games for us in Beijing. Brian, welcome back.
Hey, Scott.
These skating performances Thursday night, and I watched the highlights this morning, beautiful at times, but my goodness, also heartbreaking. What did you see?
Yeah, it was heartbreaking. And really what the world saw was this teenager, brilliant skater, who just collapsed under the weight of this scandal. Kamila Valieva fell repeatedly, clearly dismayed with herself. She was in tears by the end. You know, she arrived here in Beijing expecting to be the darling of these games.
Yeah,
and instead,
that's right.
Of course, it was revealed last week that one of her doping samples taken back in December tested positive for a banned drug. So instead, she became sort of the poster child for cheating in sport.
Yeah, 15-year-old poster child in this debate. Now, the president of the IOC, Thomas Bach, talked this morning about Valieva's treatment by her own Russian entourage, including her coach. What did he say?
Yeah, Bach really blasted Valieva's team. And he said they were ruthless to this teenager after Valieva crumbled under pressure in front of everyone. Here's what Bach said.
Yeah, I was very, very disturbed yesterday when I watched the competition on TV. In her performance, how high the pressure on her must have been, beyond my imagination. When I afterwards saw how she was received by her closest entourage, tremendous coldness. It was chilling.
So really, obviously, a horrible moment there. But I have to say, Bach himself faces wider questions about the IOC's response to systemic Russian doping. This scandal throws a shadow over the two Russian skaters who did win gold and silver last night. You know, and it's possible if the IOC had taken a tougher line with Russia, maybe this whole mess with Valieva could have been avoided.
For those who didn't watch it, what does Bach mean by it was chilling? What was the scene after Valieva's skate that he's talking about?
What people saw was this young skater come into the area where, you know, she meets with her supporters and she's devastated. And instead of her coach and her team kind of throwing their arms around her and supporting her, as you see other coaches and other supporters do,
yeah,
there was this hard, kind of cold, distant response. You know, it was right there on full display, this element of the Russian sports programs, which are seen as ruthless, that have this history of treating their athletes like cogs in a machine. That's really what Bach was describing.
There's been a lot of talk at these games. And last year at the Tokyo Summer Games, about mental health and athletes and their wellness. How does the Valieva affair fit into that conversation?
Well, it's definitely at the center of it. And it's not just the Valieva case at these games that's continuing that conversation. We've also seen the U.S. alpine skier Michaela Schifrin struggle. We've heard athletes talking openly about their struggles with mental well-being. And, you know, the pressure of sport at this level can be crushing. And there are some calls for reform being heard here in Beijing, including calls for an age limit on figure skating to protect these younger skaters. But I have to say, there is also this weird dynamic here. You know, a lot of Olympic athletes seem to be having a great time. They're enjoying this experience. It's the dream of a life to come to the Olympic Games. And then there are others who speak of just being miserable and depressed under all of this pressure. Another element that we see people having different reactions to is COVID. The quarantine measures here have weighed very heavily on some athletes. Others seem to have just kind of shrugged it off. So I do think we're in the beginning of this much bigger conversation about how this Olympic model can be made healthier for these young people at the center of it.
Well, back in the States, there's been so much discussion about perceived failure, mistakes, and pressure. But I want to ask you about the passion you mentioned a little bit. Where's the joy been in Beijing?
Well, you know, it has been joyous at times. It's important to remember a lot of these athletes are young. They're really resilient. So that's been really great to see people having a good time. Another cool thing, Scott, at this Olympics is that there are a lot of older competitors here, snowboarders and curlers and skiers who are competing and winning medals into their 30s and 40s. And that's really fun to see. If I had to pick my favorite moment at these games, it would probably be the American snowboarder Lindsay Jacobellis, who won two gold medals here at age 36. And she actually medaled here 16 years after she last won a silver medal at the Torino Games. So a really long drought in between, but really a triumphant couple of weeks for her. So amid all these questions and controversy and, of course, the pandemic, there have been moments that I've seen here where there was just the joy of athletes doing amazing things.
NPR's Brian Mann at the Winter Games in Beijing. Brian, thank you for your work and appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me.